ليس اوكي وكان في شن سابق بيس All our chagim azeichel yitzis mitzrayim. Because on the night of yitzis mitzrayim, we came to our true greatness, where the gilui shchina, which basically detached ourselves from being under the auspices of mitzrayim, being free from that, and now being under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what life is all about. A Jew lives his life of feeling he is under only one force, goes for himself. Everything else is irrelevant. The more he is focused on that, the more he has succeeded in his life. The more he has peace of mind in his life, the more he has simchas achayim, the more he is able to focus himself on his avodas Hashem. And then he becomes closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our leaders, our great Israel. Our leaders are not like the goyish or secular leaders, that one who calls the Alim Dvar, whoever is toughest and fights the most, he shoots down everybody around him and he remains. That's the way it goes in the rest of the world. But this is the guy who's running away from everything, but he's so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's recognized by everybody in Klal Yisrael. This is the leader. Yeah, we're so happy to see these leaders in Bochum we still have. Rav Chaim Kanievsky was famous for his supernatural knowledge of the Torah. Not only did he remember everything and he was able to bring proofs from everything, he knew every letter of the Torah. You know, there's hundreds of stories, but like a classic one is, it says that get, it's brought down, that a get is called a get thesis. Right? Get is for divorce. So what Rem is, that the get is for divorce, it's Abishim the Philogoin is, that Gimel and Tes and the Tzayis and Nach are never together in the same word. So Reb Chaim says he has a question on it because he found six other two letters that have the same thing. He asked him, how did you do it? He said, I start from the beginning of Tanakh, and I did Aleph, Aleph, and Aleph, Beis, Aleph, Gimel, Aleph, Aleph. I don't know. Doesn't explain it, but then they said, well, maybe Pshat and this is the going is that it's not talking about within the same word, because there are other five examples of two letters that never on each and same word. Maybe it means the end of one word and the beginning of the other word, that over there, Gimel and Tes are the only ones that do not appear at the end of one word, the beginning of the next word. So right away brought a pasuk that the end of one word is given and the beginning of the next one is touched. I mean, it sounds like magic, but that's what it is. The person was so connected, his mind was pure. If you do, I didn't want to remember anything other than tell you, because one of the Gaboyim said that Rav Chaim spoke to somebody, and some person said that they made up that Rav Chaim could get back to the person, and he asked his gambit to write down the phone number of the other person. Not that he would call him back, because Reb Chaim never used the phone. They say that once there was an emergency, he gave the phone to Reb Chaim and said, this has no, he has nothing to do with it. Yeah. But I called for him. So a little bit later, he asked his gambit, please take out the piece of paper, give me the number. So the gambit says, I remember the number, I'll give you the number. So Reb Chaim told him, what are you wasting your memory on such things? Write it down. Yeah, and the beauty he was mentioning, the beauty of it is, so it sounds like some guys are detached from this planet, has no shaykhus, so he's a mask. But when it came to the Anom L'Chaveh, he was the most sensitive person in the world. He had all these mishul going and jumping on his head. And even was sick and he wasn't feeling well, he had rachmanis on them. It takes time. His sister became an alman at a young age. In the beginning, he used to go every day to visit her, sit with her and calm her down. His time went out of once a week. But for years, as long as he was able to do it. No, mother, she needs a chizuk. That's our godless. So take his examples, we have no shaitas to it, but aspirations, each one on his level, to be connected more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, less connected to the rest of the world. It's one of the biggest challenges of our generation is that the connection to the external world is just, we're flooded with it. It's hard to stay away from it, no matter what you do. Come on, if we could limit it, we should limit it. And whatever we're exposed to, just try to recalibrate afterwards. That's, okay, I heard it, very nice. What's really important? Where should I put my kodesh in? You know, maybe I shouldn't say it, but I'm not as familiar with one Haredi newspaper in this country. Because even the ones that are printed by Haredi, the information is not given over in this fashion. You know,
the general said this, and the prime minister said this, and this guy said that, and it's the same nusach as everybody else. Yeah, we have to know. Okay, shkayach. It's important to be aware there are sakonis in the world. We can't just close our eyes to the sakonis. But together with that, we have to realize, okay, one second, how do I process this information? Information is Hashem is calling out to me that I'm making a situation which is dangerous for the Jewish people for only one purpose. We should come back to the way we were at Leil Yedidei Mitzrayim to remind ourselves, we're with you. We're going to shecht the avodah zarah of the entire world. We stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was Yedidei Mitzrayim. It was no worse than all the avodah zarah we have in our generation, the things that people empowered so much in this generation. That said, that they had to shecht was the power that everyone was bowing down to in Mitzrayim, and we were able just to cut ourselves off from it and eat it. Yeah. Today the avodah zarah are not edible. But to realize our greatness. Yeah. Okay, we're Shin Tzadik Vey. By the little star over there. Nichnat v'dvam g'doylim v'noroyim kileim shuzim. Shemach ha-levin al-amezin shuyir ki ha-dvam noroyim v'oyim kov. Afshim namik oiz. Pam natkal meha odom. So once again, we're talking about the situation that Klal Yisrael revealed their greatness. L'mal v'neteva. All the Mitzrayim, the Chayus were dying around them and nothing happened to them because they were totally connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maral brings a medrash. The schut that Avraham Avinu went through the 10 tests, because Baruch Hu brought 10 markets to Mitzrayim. What's the connection between the two? He said the 10 tests of Paro, of Avraham Avinu, were to test, is he truly focused on what his real essence is, or is he doing things? Like we all say, we're all religious, we all want to do the right things, but very often when it comes to the test, not really there. This is a test. Amitas atzmoi. Person can be held as a big tzaddik, but then he has a certain insight and he falls. Nobody's looking. Nobody knows. Well, everybody's looking and he still falls. Yeah, and all kinds of things. With midas, person gets upset. He had an insight. Not to get upset. Get upset. Yeah. So he had 10 years in his yoinis to see if he was totally, totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing causing confusion. Hashem says he's going to have brochas and then he gets taken to captivity. Yeah. All these different things basically are, hey, you're going with Hashem, well, no, what's going on here? The opposite's happening, you're getting into more trouble because you're going with Hashem. That's part of the story. To the final in front of the kid is Yitzchak. This whole thing he says, Yitzchak, you go to Chazara, and after Shechtin. But that's the story. Trust that Kodesh Baruch Hu, just keep on going with him, even though you don't understand what's going on. Yeah. So, he's saying that just like these 10 Yitzchakas were to reveal the true essence of Paro, the Makis were Makis of 10 Makis against the essence of Mitzrayim. Makis v'chayitz. Okay, it sounds very deep to me. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what he's saying. But all the other Makis were humbling Mitzrayim, but they weren't hitting the Mitzri himself. Dom, Tzadeya, Kinim, all kind of things that are disturbing him, that are damaging him. Here, the Mitzri himself, the prime Mitzri, which is the v'chayitz, were killed. Yeah. So he's saying that Rav Sof Salanter tells us that a person is made up of different koiches that cause him to do things. Something he's very aware of. You ask a person, what gets you to do things? So I don't have an answer. I've tried for chesed, or I'm selfish, or I need to say whatever it is. Sometimes good me, the bad me. And there are other ones which are not so clear to the person, but they're pushing you. Those are the more dangerous ones, when the person doesn't have the good. Yeah. He says, the first, Avraham Avinu, his first, and he's saying, started with the Kibshon Aish, going to the furnace of fire. That sounds like he really started from the most basic place, Makis Bechayos, suicide. Yeah. To jump into the Kibshon Aish, the Manamuna. Yeah. But we see from the order of tennis and that was the easy one. That's the first one. From then he had to go from one Madriga to the next. Here. The last one, Akedah, that was Amitas Atzma. In other words, you see this very often, that when a person has a situation of, give in or give up your life, you have simple people that are also willing to do that. And the principle, he's not going to get me to Imchal Shabbos, so, even though he's Machal Shabbos, I'm with that. I'm not going to do it because of him. There are all kinds of different situations. Refuseniks in Russia, they were very, very tough, as long as they were being told not to do it. Afterwards, it wasn't so simple for them. Yeah. He said over here, the whole dream of Avraham Avinu's whole life was to be mamid of the Klal Yisrael, to be the father of the Klal Yisrael. The only way this can happen at this age was Yitzchak. And now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I want you to shech your entire life's project, your dream, whatever you put your effort into. And now Hashem is telling him, seems to be telling him, this whole thing you were doing your whole life was a fake, because he will not have any children anyway. Together with that, aside from his aspirations and his dream in life, but Sacha called this was his only son that was born to him when he was 100 years old. Natural rachman that a person has. So this hits the deepest part of the nature of Avraham Avinu. The most powerful drives within him, the drive to be man of the Umm of Klal Yisrael, the drive to have Hamanus for his dear only son, and to give that over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the nine makas that were hit the shrine, they hit the waters, they hit the earth, they hit the crops, the animals, the flesh, Shechin, the Nechayis, was Amitas Atzvah. He explained that's Rachmei Ovaz HaBnei. Interesting. The same time, the stream also. To take away the Bechor from a person is the most painful thing that can be done to them. That's something that's the nature of any human being, is to feel a deep connection to his Bechor. They said, the Maisa, how did they die? So he brought previously in Meral, that says, that they died through the Gilui Shechina. The Gilui Shechina was an extremely intense spiritual energy that the Bechoris could not handle, and that caused the Neshamas to go up. They detached from the body. The rest of Mitzrayim was so detached from Ruchni that it didn't affect them, just like it didn't affect the donkeys of Mitzrayim. But the Chayyus had more of a shaykh with the Ruchni. When there was a Gila Shechina, the Neshamas left them. Klal Yisrael purified themselves to the point that Gila Shechina had the Rabbah, went into them, didn't break them apart. Yeah, so this Gila, Rish Marka, the Mitzrayim, whoever died, and whoever survived, saw this Council Gila Shechina, that finished them off, and it sent out Klal Yisrael. Yeah, Ramban says that we know that Hashem hardened the heart of Paro. He said, have the markers, Paro got because of Poshea. Because he himself was mechazik his heart. He did not want to humble himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm the ruler. But after five markers, he really came to the point that he understood that the right thing to do is just do what Hashem says. Here Hashem already took away his Bechira, so that eventually after the 10 Makas, he's going to go around tell the whole world how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is.
Yeah.
So he's saying, after Hashem hardened his heart, it worked for 5 Makas, 4 Makas. Why didn't it work for Makas Bechayis? It doesn't say that he took off the hardening of the heart. Just in question. I would have thought that he better off the hardening of the heart, but not Mashma like that. It's Mashma from the 5th onwards, he had a hardened heart. So how did a hardened heart give in? He says, don't say my option of that Hashem took away his hardened heart, because then also he's not sending them out with that level of Kvod Hashem. Hashem wanted the Kvod to be in not just giving in, but even though your heart is hardened and it's not shy for you to give in, even you overcome that, that's a bigger cover of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's doing the Kvod Hashem, not because of the fear of the market. He says the oimek is when the market hits his bechor, then is battle who by Mrs. Asmuth Neboy. Himself, there's nothing left of him to stand up against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically. As long as he was there, in other words, the hardening of the heart means that a person says, I am an independent entity. I, Hashem's out there and is very powerful. He's out there and I'm here. That's the hardening of the heart. You see, even nowadays, you know, we see Hashem is giving such a strong message. We're not in control of the world. Don't be relying on Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just come to me. And unfortunately we have Jews. That's what politics does. That have a hardened heart. No, I'm the boss. I'm in charge. I'm the Ramakal. I'm this. I'm that. I'm going to keep on going. No matter how much I'm successful or not successful. The facts don't. I. So when that person himself is hit, that brought him to the point that I does not exist anymore. I have been decimated. And if I'm not here, and I'm still alive, then there's only a Kodesh Baruch Hu here. That's what Hashem wanted to be. I have to give in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not because I decided to give in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he seems to be saying, the Oymer Kodesh said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it to be a decision of Paro okay, you know what, it's not good for me to keep these guys there anymore. I am deciding to take them out. If I'm deciding to take them out, that's not such a kvod shemayim. So Pilate is still the boss. You know, he makes political decisions. This is one thing, you know, I'll do better without the Jewish people, let them go. I'm continue to exist. Because Bechor is basically put him in a position that I'm not making any decisions. I give up. Hashem, take it. Let them go out. It's not me freeing them. It's you taking them out because you showed me that I am nothing. That's the Bechina of the Bittul that Mises is Batul that Mises Atzma. Wow. So he's saying, with the words of the Maharal, we can come to even a deeper understanding. These 10 markers of Yodel Mitzrayim with 10 Nisim for Yisrael. What does that mean? That every time a market came on Mitzrayim, nothing happened to the Jews. That was a Nes, Ashkofa, watching over Klal Yisrael. And this basically, every time the Mitzrayim got a market, we did not, that helped us clarify for ourselves our greatness. That we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a market, a devil is going around. Contagious disease. I'm not touched by it. All the waters are turning red. The earth is turning into Kenan. I'm not affected by it. That clarified for me in a way that I could feel for myself. Every mark in that table is just not hitting them. It's showing us how great we are by being close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know, a lot of people have later stated they make a whole thing out of the markers and hitting them and the midstream, like screaming and crying and everything else. Look at them jumping around. But according to this, it should be just as much as, wow, look at this. Look, they're all crying and screaming and everything, and nothing's happening to us because we're with that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Wow, isn't that amazing? Driving that clarity that we get through the Esther Makkos. We're getting closer and closer to recognize that the Tzitz of Klal Yisrael is the Am Hashem. Wow. And when the last nation, when their own, the Chayyus died, and none of us died, then we saw that we are the B'nai the Chayyus Yisrael. From where God was Israel, Kiddush Shechina. Now God says, B'mayroim gedoylim, plural form. B'mayroim gedoylim gedoylim shechina. B'mayroim gedoylim. That's what he's saying. The Pasuk was saying, B'mayroim gedoylim. And the Lashon of now God says that he took us out with B'mayroim gedoylim. Why two? One, B'mayroim gedoylim. That's what he's saying. Every marker was a double. It was a double marker. Master from Mitzrayim, you guys think you're running the world, you're nothing. And you guys think that we're just avodim. We are the ones that are connected to the superpower of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why, such a beautiful message for our generation, for our day and age. Us, the Bnei Torah, us, the Shreem Yotei Mitzvahs. That's what we need to hear. Not just to hear that the whole world is worthless, it's empty, it's this, it's that. That's not the point. The point is to recognize, yes, it's true, that's emptiness. But we have it. We have the greatness. We have the power. We have the Kivas Elikim. We have the superpowers. Through our Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was the Meiroim Gedoilin, Kiddush Shechina. And because of that, at that night of the Leila Seder, who was Zeicha, after being built up time and again every market to see that we're doing the right thing by being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're His Am Hashem. The Kiddush Shechina, His Shechina, Nis'ached, and Nishmeiseim, Shei Yisrael, Virgalim, Shei Godlim, Kutsu Berichu Yisrael Chadu. There we realize Hashem and us are one. Unbelievable. That is the Galus of Kalai Zochatzus of Laila. Earth and Mutum is saying, Last is my saying, Lithi is Chayim, Chayim Yoyks, and Tzoyim Eginyim Sif Tzad. Gevaldik. And that's what we say in the Haggadah. He's saying, Hashem Mitzrayim, Lo Yedei Malach, Lo Yedei Soruch, Lo Yedei Shliach, Rishbohu, Bechoyte, Be'atmai, like it says, For about the Earth and Mitzrayim, the Laila Zeh, Ani, Be'loi Malach, Be'kitzik, Be'loi Mitzrayim, Be'stod, Be'loi Elohim Mitzrayim, Esh Shvotim, Ani Hashem, Ani Hu, Be'loi Ashliach, And Yashem Belo Yacher. He said that Be'etzem, to be Makir Be'cheres, you didn't need Hashem himself to do it. Any Malach could just happen. Not a big deal. There's a Malach called Malach Hamovi. He manages pretty well to do away with millions of billions of people throughout history. So, what do you have to do? Ani Belo Malach. But the Nekuda that Hashem wants to show, and this was the goal of all the Mitzrayim, of all the Makis. The essence of Makis was to bring out the true essence of Mitzrayim, the true essence of Klal Yisrael. The true essence of Mitzrayim is you're nothing. You think you're the superpower, you have zero power. Hashem, in Bechoyde Ba'atme, just does away with your Bechoyres, and if you're not going to let him out, that can be out of you also. And Zeho, no more superpower. They are not freeing us. Hashem freed us. They were in his battle with Hashem. And that's their Mitzvah's Atma. Negevet, Klal Yisrael, the path of the Etamakas is starting realizing, we have a Shayas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have it right. We have the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's watching over us. We have to be with Him. And when we went with that, and we shifted the say on the 10th day, and after we eventually, took this on the 10th day, we shifted the say before the Leila Seder, and we put on a mezuzah and a mashkef. That's also a great thing to do. Everyone's, you know, Mitzvah looking, who killed my God? A big sign of blood on the thing. No, come. Thank Hashem. We weren't afraid of anything because we know we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that it elevated us to the point of being the supernatural nation connected to Hashem. And that's what we remain throughout history. That is the greatness of this night. And here's Hashem we're going to be seeing soon. To feel this. We have to work on it already now. Now feel it. Let's say Yos Yosher every day. We say the Geula before Shemar Esrei, Bashachos, and Mayim. Pay a little more attention. Remind ourselves of this is what happened. This is what happened. We came to recognition of our true essence, the Am Hashem, a nation which is guided by Kodesh Bohu, which is protected by Kodesh Bohu, loved by Kodesh Bohu. And Kodesh Bohu eventually was Mashu Shechin upon us, and that remains throughout history. Whether we're in the Beit HaMikdash or in Golas, Imchani B'tzorah, we're B'tzorah, Hashem's with us. Because His Shechin is with us. We just have to open up our eyes to realize that. And in Mechazik, that Keshen, and that will bring us all Yeshua's. Benidon, Asidim, Igoyim, Mitzvah Hashem. Spread the world, guys. Make it viral. Everyone should know what a Jew is. And the Mitzvah Hashem, Mashiach will come.